This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
It isn't mainstream theater, and that's the idea behind the many fringe festivals held across the world every year. Most of the festivals are unjuried, welcoming submissions from most any individual or group, and they commonly choose participating acts by lottery. You'll find a wide variety of experimental, original, and provocative works at fringe festivals.
Nanaimo's annual Fringe Festival is entering its fifth year, and this year's event runs from August the 13th to the 23rd. The Nanaimo Fringe Board of Directors held their submission lottery earlier this month, which prompted me to contact Fringe producer Chelsea Damon. My words to her were, it's never too early to promote the Fringe, but truth be told, I was so keen to find out more about what could be appearing in Nanaimo this August that I simply couldn't wait any longer. Nick and I met up with Chelsea Damon downtown at the studios of Hub City Cinema Society. That's just across the square from CHLY Radio. Here's that interview.
So Chelsea, you've held your draw. We have a short list of probably for sure plays that are going to be appearing in August at the upcoming Fringe. Tell us about To Kill a Hummingbird.
Will a hummingbird obsession drive a dysfunctional mother-son duo to murder? Something has to go. But will it be Gail, her son Derek, or will there be foul play in this hilarious 55-minute two-hander? That's from Nanaimo's Dim Productions.
Well, and this is something that I read online. They're right on top of the fact that they've been chosen. I read this on the Facebook page. Kim and I have had our play To Kill a Hummingbird chosen by lottery to be produced for the 2015 Nanaimo Fringe. We'll try and keep a running up to date from start to finish. Follow along with us as we navigate the new and thrilling adventure of going from playwrights to producers.
Yeah, and they had mentioned that they were thrilled and terrified when their name was drawn in the lottery, and I said, that's exactly how it's supposed to feel.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. The next one I have on the list that I obtained from your website is Confessions of a Fairy's Daughter. Now, I've heard about this. Mm-hmm. This is based on a book.
Yeah, it's a best-selling memoir by Allison Wearing. Allison was at our first festival. She did a show called Giving Into Light, and it was about adjusting to becoming a mother and moving to Mexico. It was a beautiful show, so some of the listeners might remember seeing that one. Confessions of a Fairy's Daughter is a memoir about growing up with a gay dad. It's best-selling. The show's gotten 5 stars from CBC. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and in fact, I looked online, and I saw that it had won a whole series of awards from various festivals that it's been mounted at.
Yeah, it's been doing fantastic.
The next one that I have on my list is by Hen Party Productions, and this sounds like it'll be very interesting. 5 Hot Women, The Joys of Menopause.
That's right. So that one's coming to us from Courtney. What do you get when 5 women of a certain age going through the change are trapped in a fitness class during a power outage? You get heat, hormones, and hilarity. This is an original musical with some provocative lyrics juxtaposed against classic pieces and a few original tunes thrown in.
And I read online that it's written by the Comox Valley's own Camille Soper and Anne Clarkson.
Right.
The next that I have on my list here is by Minion Productions. It's called Breaking Bang. Breaking Bange or Breaking Bang?
I'm not actually sure. We'll have to ask them when they get here. Yeah, they're coming from Seattle. Bang's life was moving at breakneck speed until he broke his neck. The comedic, heart-wrenching, and magic-filled true story of a clown who almost died trying to be funny. Presented through clowning, magic, and storytelling, this new show is about the breaking points, both literal and figurative, that cause us to change our lives.
And I read online that Minion Productions is a group that enables independent artists to both produce and tour their work.
That's right, and they've been really involved in the Fringe circuit.
Yeah, nice. Schmooze Productions is back. They were at the Fringe last summer, presenting a fairly controversial play, you might say. What do you think might happen this year?
We really don't know. They're keeping it secret so far, but I know they'll be presenting a new show. Yeah. Square Stage Pornography got our Best of Fest last year, as voted by the audience members. So it'll be exciting to see what they bring us.
Yeah, it'll be good. Spired Theater is on the list for the most honest man in the world.
Yes. So this is coming from Richmond. In a lifelong love story about the pursuit of honesty over all happiness, Andrew Wade builds a working lie detector on stage and straps himself in. Examining himself through personal histories, music, measurement apps, and tap shoes, Andrew hopes to learn what it means to honestly let go. The Saskatoon Star Phoenix called it a brave experiment in both theater and life, 4 stars.
And I read that same review by the Star Phoenix, and they said that Andrew bears his soul. It spans his childhood, early adulthood, etc. But here's the thing that captured my interest. He does not work from a script.
He's being honest, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah.
The Baggy Pants is bringing the medicine show.
Yeah, this group is also from Seattle. Step right up, come one, come all, to the most spectacular show in these here parts of the world. You will see the quick hands of the magical Mr. Fuzzy. You will see the quick feet of Florenza, the femme fatale of flamenco, and loads more tantalizing acts from around the world. Professor E. Lixer and Quick Draw Pear will guide you through the world of silliness and entertainment, and with their magical elixir, cure all that ails ya.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it before I take any of the elixir, but it sounds very tempting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds exciting.
There's another play that's on your list.
That Robot Looks Happy is coming to us from a company called XOXOXOXO from Calgary. A one-man show combining elements of science fiction with a heartwarming coming-of-age tale, which is occasionally based on true events. It's a show about robots, obviously, but it is mostly a show about love, which is kind of what all shows are about. But this one does also have the robots.
What's it like to draw the plays out of the hat, so to speak? What's that experience like for you? Is it kind of a nerve-wracking experience?
It's really exciting. That's the point where it becomes real that we've got another festival coming. So we've had all the excitement of the previous ones. But once we start pulling those names and seeing what's going to be in the festival, I just get this rush of, this is really going to happen. Yeah.
And there are some waiting lists, too, just in case some of the first people that have been or groups that have been selected can't make it or choose not to participate.
That's right. Artists that are drawn in the lottery pay a small fee to be in the festival, and we're just waiting for some of those confirmations to come in. These artists apply to a lot of festivals, and they plan a whole tour for the summer. So sometimes they get into the lottery, and then they find that, you know, they're scheduled to be in a different city. So we're still waiting to find out for sure. But we've got a bunch of artists on that list waiting to see if they can get in.
There's something new happening for this year, and it has to do with the youth segment, you might say, in terms of ages and participation. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that youth outreach work that you're doing.
We've created a new slot on top of the 8 shows in our lottery. It's the Youth Booster slot. And I mentioned that artists pay a fee to be in the festival. These folks aren't going to have to. So we're running a whole new lottery just for one show. And to help support our emerging artists in the youth, we're going to say no upfront fees. We want to help make this as doable as possible for you. So we're looking for folks right now. Anyone under 25, we'd love to see some youth productions in the show this year.
Do you think there'll be a large uptake for that opportunity?
We'll have to wait and see. We've just announced it. So, yeah, we're hoping to see who's making art in our schools and our community.
Remind us of the venues and the dates. Anything else that's important to know? It's pretty early in the season, yeah. But nonetheless, we're keen.
We're not announcing venues yet, but I will say it's August 13th to 23rd. It's a ways off yet. Yeah, we've got lots more information to announce still.
Do you think you'll still have a gathering at the end of the evening at one of the watering holes downtown?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fringe is really about community. It's important that after you see the show, you come hang out with us, meet the artists, talk about the shows.
Chelsea, if people want to know more about what's happening, where do they find you online and anywhere else?
NanaimoFringe.com, and that's also where you're going to come to apply to be in that youth booster slot.
Nice. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Chelsea Damon is producer of the Nanaimo Fringe Festival. Find them online at NanaimoFringe.com. And if you search for People First Radio online in a few days, you'll be able to watch this interview. Kevin and I recorded it downtown at the Hub City Cinema Studio. We'll soon post it online and share the link on Twitter. Chelsea also wanted to let folks know that TJ Dore, the longtime Fringe Festival circuit regular, will be participating in Nanaimo's Fringe again this year. More details on a special event involving TJ, theatre and creativity, and the Enneagram will be available later this spring.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.